Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Wayne Anderson, president of Adventure Energy. Adventure Energy trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ADVE, and the company is an independent energy company which is principally engaged in the acquisition, exploration, and development of mature, long-lived oil and natural gas properties. Their current operations are right now primarily in the Appalachian Basin. Thanks for joining us today, Wayne.
Thank you, Juan. It's good to be here.
Great. I'll start off by talking about the recent acquisition of the Larry Hardin number one well.
Yeah, the Larry Hardin well is a 40% working interest venture that we do with the driller Rebel Oil of Kentucky. The company purchased a 40% interest. The well has been spudded in. They're currently drilling the well, and we're anticipated that the drilling will be completed by the end of next week with the first delivery mid-May.
Great. And bring us up to speed on the company's other projects.
In addition to the Larry Hardin well, we also have two oil drilling projects in Kentucky, as well as a natural gas drilling program. The first is the Metcalfe County, Kentucky drilling program, whereby we'll be drilling five oil wells to be followed by an additional five oil wells on the same leasehold. The wells will be drilled in depth from anywhere from 800 to 2,000 foot in depth. We'll be producing from the Knox, that's KNOX formation. And like I said, that is in Metcalfe County, Kentucky. We also have what's called a White Oak Quad drilling program for natural gas, also in Kentucky, but for the time being, we have delayed the project until the natural gas prices improve a little bit. Oil is still at a price point where exploration and development is cost feasible, but natural gas hovering in the $3.50 to $3.65 per MCF, we're going to wait just a little bit longer to develop that project.
Good. And talk to us about some of the market trends and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the trends.
Well, even though energy prices are depressed, especially natural gas, it's given us a great opportunity to take advantage of the market in the area. First of all, it gives lower drilling costs for us. Previously we were paying upwards of, $25 per foot to drill. Now drilling costs have been cut in half, if not, at least 40%. It lowers our leasehold acquisition cost. It lowers our cost on, purchasing previously drilled wells from other drillers in the area. So all of down, it's giving us a benefit currently.
And what differentiates Adventure from other players in your sector?
Well, I think some of the other smaller exploration companies in the area are at a disadvantage capital-wise. We do have the capital to continue our operations and to move forward with the acquisitions that we're looking at and drilling in the area. Our focus has been on picking up previously drilled wells, leaseholds which have been abandoned or given up, due to the current economic crisis, and we are exploring and developing these.
And so in terms of companies' growth, do you look more to M&A activities, or are you also growing organically?
Well, we're going to grow organically. What we'll end up doing is, further developing the leaseholds we have. We began the year with 1,700 acres under leasehold. As of today, we have 3,000 acres under leasehold. So we have, plenty of room to develop and drill oil wells. But we are not, not opposed to acquisitions in the area, either, single wells or smaller energy companies in the area. We recently signed a letter of intent to joint venture with a company in an Oklahoma project, and there'll be more information forthcoming in the next few days on this as well.
Great. And talk to us, give us a little of, can you walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of your key management team?
My background is more in finance. The vice president worked with Ashland Oil for approximately 12 years in their leasehold acquisition department. And, we were probably just signed on a new consultant who was one of the top field operators in the industry. He worked with J.M. Huber, Mesa Petroleum, and other first-tier outfits. So, you know, management, including myself, realize and recognize that we have to bring on field operators, additional executives with the expertise in the area, and that's what we're focusing on.
And what other milestones or objectives have you and the management set for the company over the next 12 months?
We'll continue acquiring leaseholds adjacent to our leaseholds, continue on our current drilling programs and complete those throughout the year, initiate and fund additional programs either in the Appalachian Basin where we're concentrated, mainly Kentucky, West Virginia, or in other highly prolific regions throughout the country. We're not opposed to moving to other areas. So I'd just say stay focused on our business plan. You know, keep a tight path, keep focused on exploration and production for now.
And do you think that right now investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Well, I, you know, we're a newly traded company. We've been trading 30 days, so it'd probably be hard for anybody to have the full picture on the company, but I would imagine if they continue to follow the news of the company, they'll see a nice progressive release of news telling our story, and which will allow them to give a good outline of our business plan.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Wayne Anderson, president of Adventure Energy. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ADVE. And before we conclude, Wayne, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Adventure as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for investors that are interested in the energy sector to invest in an active company, excuse me, a smaller company with active plans for exploration and development. We're a low-cost operator, which allows us to generate higher margins. We'll continue, like I said earlier, to grow organically by drilling our current leaseholds, obtaining new leaseholds, orienting and developing new drilling programs, and delivering on our revenue projections down the line.
Well, that sounds great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Thank you, Juan.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us today.
All right, thank you so much. It's nice being here.